Welcome to All Bodies on Bikes, the podcast, where all bodies are good bodies, all bikes are good bikes, and all rides are celebrated.
All Bodies on Bikes is a movement to create and foster a radically inclusive bike community. So join your hosts, I'm Ellen.
And I'm Marley.
As we explore the complexities of the biking world, help us break down barriers and create the world that we want to see.
And don't forget that all bodies really means all bodies, not just larger bodies, but bodies of all sizes,
ages,
races,
abilities,
genders,
sexualities,
and beyond. Come along for the ride.
Hello.
Hi, it has been so long.
It's been so long.
Look at that purple streak in your hair.
Thank you. It's actually on its subdued side. If I flip it the other way, it's even more in your face.
Ooh, do I see like a gray streak too?
Well, yeah, that one's not on purpose. But
oh, but it looks so good.
Actually, it might be. It might be. This is where I shouldn't knock my husband immediately on this podcast, but it was like I saw it also in the mirror and I was like, is this a leftover highlight or is this gray hair? And he couldn't answer it. He like just froze up. He's like, he didn't know what the right answer was. It's like, there's no right answer. I'm just assessing the state of my gray hair.
I think it looks really good.
Thank you.
I almost wish I had a little bit darker hair so like I could be distinguished. Cause I think gray slash silver looks so distinguished.
Oh,
it's like
I see.
Wise.
I was like, I thought you meant like with the color. You can definitely dye your hair pink.
I've been there, done that. It's funny. I went to a creator event this weekend in North Carolina. That was really fun. But they like sent out a little like bio of everybody. And they took my Instagram profile picture, which my hair was purple in that photo. Oh, yes. And I got there and everybody's like, why don't you have purple hair? And I was like, oh, that photo is like 5 years old. So I have finally updated my Instagram profile picture to reflect what I actually look like.
Well done.
Thank you.
I think you've had some life events since we last met, Marley.
A couple. I honestly don't remember when we last talked. We like had this plan to like, we're going to podcast all the time. Yeah. And it's like, you guys love us and you miss us. And we've heard from you that you miss us.
Yes.
But life has been lifing in mostly a very good way.
Yeah.
That has made recording a podcast kind of fall off of the top of the priority list. But yes, we're back.
We're back. We're here. We did record a really cool, what did we do in the summer? Because we took a summer break on purpose episode. That was, I think, 3 months ago. So this is going to be a little catch-up episode to understand why we talked big game in September and then went radio silent. And then what we also have queued up for our actual next two episodes that will actually be released on the schedule.
Yes. And you know why they're actually being released? Because we are recording them all at once because we are responsible and we have learned that our schedules need to happen like this.
That's right. We've got this.
So if you're watching this somewhere, you can see our faces as we are talking and laughing and doing the things.
Exactly.
Well, hey, it's great to be back, Ellen. You're still in Kansas City.
I am.
I am no longer in Arkansas, as it turns out.
Do go on.
I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that I wasn't fully happy in Arkansas. I tried my best. I made a lot of really good friends, but at the end of the day, like, it just wasn't the place for me. I was ready to come back to the West Coast, and after my road trips this summer, I landed on Portland, Oregon. I absolutely love it here. It's such a vibrant city. The cycling scene is like nowhere else I've ever been. You know, the West Coast has my heart.
Right.
I spent 20 years in Seattle and I've been there. I've done that. It's a big city and Portland definitely feels a little bit smaller. So yeah, I got home from my big road trip and poor Daisy May died like the next day.
Yeah. Not for Daisy May.
It was the worst. But after she died, I was like, I have no reason to stay in Arkansas. It really kind of released the shackles and I was like, I'm doing it. And so I had a lot of travel and events in October. And then once those were done, I hit the road November 1st. So I've been in Portland a little over a month.
You've been documenting it a lot on your own personal Instagram too. Like, you're really excited to be more embedded in a scene that matches your vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of hard to explain because everybody's like, but Bentonville is like bikes. And it is, but it's like bikes in a different way. And
kind of bikes in a silo. It's kind of bikes that have just been built up, is my understanding.
Yeah, and bikes for like recreation purposes only. Yeah. And I really like bikes for transportation, bikes as community builders, bikes as climate answers. And in Bentonville, it's really just about toys. That's not necessarily a knock on Bentonville, but I really wanted to be just back on the West Coast where like a cargo bike is not a novel thing. Right. Everybody rides cargo bikes.
Right.
Everybody rides in the rain. It's not some alien activity to use your bike for transportation.
Yeah. I love that very much for you. One of the reasons that I was not recording All Bodies on Bikes is that I have another pet project podcast about urban development. And we actually talked about Bentonville in general, like kind of how it's being built and why and by whom and for whom. And we talked a lot about that. So that podcast is called Multistory. And that
Multistory
is right now too. But
okay, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Speaking of cargo bikes though, too, as you mentioned, I got a new bike.
I did too, but let's hear about yours first.
I got a bike. It's from Lectric. It holds 200% more children on the back. Actually, it can hold a full adult on the back if you'd like.
Okay.
But yeah, that's our newest family member over here. It's blue.
Awesome. Which
is great. It has blinkers, which is kind of hilarious to me.
How does that work?
There is a button up on like where the odometer and everything is. There's a button for left and a button for right. And then at the back tail, there like where a brake light is are also two yellow blinker lights.
That's super cool. Do you find yourself using it pretty intuitively and seamlessly?
It arrived on December 4th, and it has been cold AF in Kansas City ever since. So I'm not using it at all, which is a big bummer.
I got a new bike as well, and I feel a little bit strange talking about this, but my contract with Cannondale is coming to an end, so I'm okay talking about it. But I got a Nargo bike. So Nargo is a very small company out of Bentonville. My good friends Zach and Alicia and John build these handmade cargo bikes. It started out by taking old like 80s and 90s mountain bikes and building up like a bigger rear triangle and a front rack. And now they've gone to kind of a different design. But oh my God, this bike is so fun. It has a throttle, which I was initially like very anti-throttle. And now after riding it for a couple weeks, I love it. I can like accelerate quickly if I need to. I can get started at intersections without like putting a ton of pressure on my knee.
That's what I love about a throttle, that little bitty bzoop, right when you want to get going.
We'll have to show a picture of it or show a link to it or something.
Yeah,
I'm super super excited about it, and I'm also helping Nargo with some sales and marketing on the West Coast, so I would love it if folks took a look at it, and if you were interested, reach out and let them know you heard about it from me. And really, one of the best things is because everything's built here in the U.S., they're able to keep their prices not really impacted by tariffs.
Oh, that is nice. What are we going to be talking about in our next two episodes?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Kind of getting back to basics of what All Bodies on Bikes is all about. You know, we've done a lot of interviews of change makers in the community and community leaders, but we're going to get back to some of the basics, and that's providing resources and education to folks of all shapes and sizes. So how to shop for a bicycle, because we know that can be super intimidating and confusing and overwhelming. So we're going to dive into the ins and outs of all of that. And then our next one is going to be about bike fit and comfort, which is a very nuanced and interesting topic. And so I'm very excited to dive into both of those. And they're things that like I'm on social media all the time. It's basically my second job. Well, I guess it is my second job. But folks have so many questions about how to buy a bike, where to buy a bike, how to be comfortable, how to fix the pain in their hands or their butt. And it's something that like I try and respond to everything I see on threads. And it'll be so much easier to just be like, check out this podcast, because I talk a lot about it because I have a lot of knowledge on this, as it turns out.
Exactly. Well, I am excited to dig into those more. Once these episodes go up, what we'll do is when we post about it on Instagram, we'll put a question box up. You have to listen to the episode and then tell us if we missed anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
If you ask us something that we said on the episode, though, we're going to know.
It's true. You didn't listen.
That's right.
Go to minute 17.
You didn't do your homework. And we'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.